Lakuta Sikha is Chelik Yitches, Parsha Shlach, Sikha Beis, a summary of the Sikha. The Gemara tells us an interesting thing about the names of the Meraglim. Rabbi Yitzchok said that this is something which is handed down to us from our forefathers, that the Meraglim, the spies, their names were given in order to describe their behavior. But V'anu, we only came up with one of those interpretations, which is Sisur b'Michoel. That was one of the names of the spies. Sisur means that he disrupted the activities of Hashem. Michoel means that he made Hashem mach, weak. It made it seem as if Hashem is weak, and he couldn't follow through on his promise to take the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Af anu neymar. We too can say another interpretation, which is Nachbi ben Vafsi, in regards to the name of the other spy, Nachbi ben Vafsi. The Nachbi shehich bidvar shalakos baruchu, he concealed, the word Nachbi means that he concealed the words of Hashem. Vafsi shepisa al midrash shalakos baruchu, and Vafsi means that he skipped over the attributes of Hashem. So after asking many questions on this statement of the Gemara, one of which, let's say, is, what does it mean that we only came up with one interpretation or two interpretations of those names? There are medrashim which actually tell us the interpretation of all the names. So what does it mean that we only came up with one? And the Rebbe interprets it in a very completely different way, and this is basically what he says. But Rabbi Yitzchak is saying that we only came up with one. He doesn't mean to say that we don't know the interpretation of any of the other ones. Of course we know interpretations for the other ones. But what he means is, what also Biyadeinu, what came down to us into our reality, the lesson that we have to take from the names of the Meraglim, or how it relates to their misbehavior, is something which is irrelevant to us. It doesn't really translate to our world, to our reality, because it's something that only relates to Aviseinu, to our forefathers, and the way they did their Aveda. What came down to us is Echad, that it's only one thing that we have to learn from these 12 names. It only all translates into one lesson that we need to understand, as will be explained in a minute. Comes to Rabbi Yochanan and he says, we can add to that also that it's true that from their lessons, from our forefathers' lessons, only one lesson translates to our world. But even in our world, we can also understand a lesson from Nachbi ben Vafsi as well, as will be explained in a moment. And this will be understood by first explaining what was the source, what was the problem that the Meraglim had, why did they reject Eretz Yisrael. So in a general sense, what this is they wanted to live, they continue living in the desert, where they lived in a world of thought, where they were busy learning all day, and they didn't want to translate that. They wouldn't go into Eretz Yisrael, where they have to do physical activity and so on. That was something that was beneath them. But the question is, the world of thought means the world of Torah. The world of action means the world of mitzvahs. How could the Meraglim, who knew they were tzaddikim, how could they reject the idea that Hashem created the world for the purpose of mitzvahs, for maisa? It occurred to them to reject that? Of course not. So what is it that they wanted? They agreed that there has to be mitzvah, but they wanted that it should be on the level as they are in the Midbar. In the Midbar, they also did mitzvahs. There were certain mitzvahs that they did, and also living your whole life in service of Hashem could be considered a mitzvah. So that's what they wanted. What was their mistake? Their mistake was, there is a phrase which says, Talmud Gadol Shemevi Lidei Maisa. Learning is important, but its greatness is that it leads to Maisa. So the way that is properly interpreted is that there has to be a link between your learning and your Maisa in this way. Your learning can never remain separate from your Maisa, from your mitzvahs, from your activities. Even though learning is something which is removed and very above the world of doing activities, but it has to be done in such a way that it has to illuminate every part of your maisa. A person that learns properly, that is connected to Hashem through the Torah, if it is truly who they are, if that is their core value, that is who they are, then it must translate into every single thing that they do. There could never be, their maisa has to be elevated and illuminated through their learning. As the Rambam says that just like a wise man is recognized through his wisdom, and that through his wisdom he is completely superior to other people, so also in every activity that he does, he has to be recognized as a wise person that is superior to other people. But you have to say, how is eating going to be superior to other people? How is a wise person's eating going to be superior to other people? His meaning is that a truly wise person is so completely permeated by his wisdom that it translates to everything that he does. Every part of him is recognized by his wisdom, so that when he eats and when he does anything at all, there goes a wise man. That is how a wise man eats. So every part of a maisa has to be elevated through your wisdom, through your learning. The Meraglim lacked this kind of attitude towards maisa, that their wisdom has to translate, has to go down and bring and elevate their maisa. They saw maisa only as a way in which to elevate their learning, because there are ways in which if your learning is focused on it has to come down into an actual practice, like let's say it has to lead to a psag din, then it elevates the kind of learning that you do as well. You have to think it through again and again until it leads to a conclusion which is correct. So they saw maisa as a way of enhancing their learning. But the true purpose of learning is in order to enhance maisa, and that's what their mistake was. And therefore, we need to learn a lesson from the Meraglim. The lesson that has to be learned from the Meraglim is one which they lived in the world of thought, in the world of machshava, in the world of learning, and therefore they had a mistake in how to translate that down into maisa. But since we don't live in that world anymore, we now live in a world that is much closer to the idea of maisa, and therefore the nuances that have to be learned from the misbehavior of the Meraglim, the way they lived in their world, doesn't really translate to our world. We don't live there, and therefore there is no need for us to have that kind of lesson. And the reason that there are 12 lessons from the names of the Meraglim is because since each one of the tribes and the Shvatim had another path, another nuance in which they expressed their Aveda to Hashem, so therefore this mistake has to be understood and rectified in every one of those 12 nuances. Therefore there were 12 names of the 12 Meraglim, each one of them teaching another way in which you have to avoid that mistake of not allowing your machshava, your learning, to translate down into maisa. But we don't live there anymore, and therefore all of those things resulted in one big mistake, which does relate to us, which is they didn't want to get down into the world of maisa. That's the lesson that we have to learn, and that's what he says. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak says. Loi also biyadeinu ela echad. He says, "Maseiris me abeseinu." The tradition back in our forefathers' days was that there were 12 names, and those 12 names each had a lesson for them in their world. But onu loy also ela echad. All of this only translates into one lesson for us, and that is that we have to make sure that maisa is primary, and that's what's most important to us. To this comes along Rabbi Yochanan, and he says that even for us there is something that we can learn from the other word, as Nachbi Vemvofsi can also teach us a lesson in our world. Not that they needed this lesson in their world, this is something that translates to only our world. That's why he says Af Anu, also to us there is a lesson. This was not a lesson that the Meraglim needed in their world, but this is something that we need in our world. And that is that Nachbi means that he concealed the words of Hashem. Because one could make the mistake that since we learn and live in the world of Maisa, so then let's just do what we need to do and never mind what's behind it and the feelings and so on. So he says, no, when you conceal the word of Hashem, which means that it's the word of Hashem which animates anything, it's the words of Hashem that created the world and which bring his godly chayas to everything, if you ignore that, if you conceal that, then you're going to miss the doing your maisa properly. And how does that happen? That comes as a result of ben vafsi. It's the result that comes from the fact that you skip over midas. Vafsi means you pisa, you skip over the midas of Hashem, meaning to say that you don't relate to Hashem through emotion. You don't have a love for Hashem. If you don't have a love for Hashem, then you miss the fact that Hashem is behind everything, and that His energy is what animates everything, and then your maisa becomes energized and illuminated, and through this you create a dir v'tachtonim for Hashem, which is illuminated, not just a dry building, but a building that is permeated with feeling and energy. To backtrack for a moment to how Rabbi Yitzchak interprets the name Sesur b'Mechoel, what does it mean that he Sesur shesasar maisav, that he disrupts the action, the activities of Hashem, the project of Hashem? Because when the Meraglim refuse to bring their learning down into Maisa, through this, since Hashem created the world for the purpose of Maisa, to create a Dir v'Tachtonim, they disrupted Maisa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How is it possible that a human being should be able to disrupt what Hashem wants? That is because Mach, Mechol, Hashem himself decided that he will appear as weak, meaning to say that he's not going to force his opinion on you. He gives every Jew the ability to make a free choice and to do something which may go against the will of Hashem, and that is how it's possible for a human to disrupt the activity of Hashem. And as a final point, the Rebbe brings out that one can ask the legitimate question that since the kind of emotion and feeling that we could bring to a mitzvah today, to our maisa today, is very, very far from what they could accomplish in the world of, in their world that they lived in, the early generations. So therefore, should we consider our feelings and our chayas that we bring to it to be inferior and therefore don't really do the job? The answer is that Mesoiris Abaseinu Biyadeinu, since the entire Jewish community is considered, the entire Jewish community from day one all the way down till our day, is one body, and therefore what they did in those early generations is the thinking and the feeling was on a very high level, and since we are the same body, the maisa that we do is permeated also by Mesoiris Abaseinu, that which they handed down to us, since they are our forefathers, become illuminate and they energize also Yadenu, the activities, the maisa that we do, and through this our maisa is able to make the proper dira v'tachtonim.